We will be back in some form. It's not my final form.
Yeah, this isn't even my final form.
Trump going full anime slash Batman villain and not only threatening a final form, but also just dropping cryptic clues about what he's going to do next.
It's going to be an egg form.
I said it would be some form. I didn't say it would be a mammal form. You know, I'm just an egg today.
Yeah, he's going to come back as the Buddha.
I'm going to come back and he's going to be floating like abracadabra.
That's right. That's right.
Pokemon form. So, So today, Trump conceded and left, threw himself a little party that everyone stood him up for, like, absolutely everyone, like, even Pence was like, no, I'm not gonna go.
Yeah,
that
was even here. So much. It looked like just his sons and like 50 Trump fans.
Uh-huh. And they played the funniest playlist of all time.
So him walking off stage is YMCA, which is just like, you can't wait to go hang out with his boys.
Just about being gay with his friends.
And then, so we got YMCA.
Walks onto... It's not Air Force One, is it?
It might be Marine One. No, I think he gets one more ride in Air Force One. You get like a send-off ride. And then
you get a send-off ride? Like the federal government takes you to Target and puts you on those little penny horses and they're like, here you go.
Yeah, yeah. Damn. This is what you get now.
Melania is just like totally rocking Christian Louboutin. Like those are like $7,000 heels.
Yeah. Of course. She's rich.
Yeah, of course she is rich.
He's clapping.
They're clapping and doing the SpongeBob dance.
Oh, yeah.
They wave. And then, as the fucking plane is taxiing, they change to fucking Frank Sinatra's My Way.
It's an incredible image.
The funniest song choice possible, honestly.
Oh, they all get on, I guess? His whole family?
I'm surprised he didn't just go for, like, Fly Me to the Moon.
Yeah.
Like, instead of, like, even doing something political, just like, I'm on plane.
Yeah, I'm flying
it
now.
Flies.
But so he's doing.
Oh, yeah,
he's
doing Tiny Dancer.
Tiny Dancer is like everyone climbing on. Some people they like roll up the red carpet that they had to walk onto the plane, and then when the plane is taking off, it's My Way.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain, my friend. I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway, and much more than this. I did it my way. Oh my God.
It's almost like he's kind of saying like, yeah, I know it was bad. It was pretty fucked up, but I did what I wanted to do. And yeah, that was the big balls move. So
I did my own kind of shit. So yeah, it was actually awesome.
What did you fucking think I was going to do?
I mean, imagine what's just like rattling through his addled brain at this point. Like imagine being that old and that decrepit and having that much money and power for so long and trying to like come to terms with the fact that you lost the presidency. Like,
yeah, for no reason. Like, you shouldn't, like, he could have won very easily against fucking Joe Biden.
Yeah, just give people money and be like, do you want the president who might not give you money?
Yeah.
Do like one other thing plus that and you could be president again.
If he had literally just given us all $2,000, he probably would have won. Like,
if he had just started like, okay, mandatory or like emergency UBI, like, and rent cancellation, like, it would have been over.
I might have voted for him in that
anybody
case.
Would. I mean, but that's the thing. No one's going to do that. And no one's going to let him do that.
Right.
No one's going to let anybody do that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I've been hearing a lot of talk about, like, people are so surprised that, like, more big corporations didn't go to bat for Donald Trump. Right. Especially in the wake of, like, the swarming the Capitol and all of that bullshit. And it's kind of like, it seems to me like the question is basically saying, like, why is it that the corporations would turn away from a fascist like that? And it's because they have the open arms of a whole party of blue fascists to just fall back into. You know, there's like there's no contradiction here. But yes, Donald Trump could have easily taken the presidency if he had just played his cards a little tighter to his chest. But that's not his way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's
no, obviously.
That's not what got him there. And he only knows one behavioral pattern.
It's just whatever. It's just his id. Just
he's
like,
got one weird trick. Trump is like the personification of one weird trick.
Well, it's almost funny. A lot of people say that he's pure id. But I think Todd McGowan brought this up on Why Theory. I think it's a better way to characterize him as being pure superego. Like nothing but the cynical, conniving, top level. Like, I think he totally ignores his baser instincts except for like greed, probably. Like, he doesn't even drink or smoke. Like,
yeah, if he was all id, ascended. He would be like,
Rob Ford is all id. That's not all id.
Right.
Yeah, that tracks, because it's like Trump is always miserable. It's like he doesn't really seem to, I guess he kind of has fun when he's golfing, but it's like at best he's doing like an act of like, well, I'm a rich guy, so I should be golfing all day.
Right.
It's not like that's what he really wants to be doing. He's just like, what do I do? I don't really know.
That's exactly it. He's not even like properly bourgeois. I mean, he is. He's been the president of the United States for 4 years now. But like as a figure, pre that, he wasn't even properly bourgeois. He was just a symbol of bourgeois like identity and like not even that, just like wealth. Not even like relation to power.
Yeah, the concept, just, like, the concept of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he was always living in that role. And he's been like this hyper reality of like a New York real estate mogul since the 1980s at the latest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, yeah, I don't think he even enjoys playing golf. I think you're absolutely right, Chris. I think he plays golf because he feels like he's obligated to keep up his act, his persona.
He's gotta like hang out with the people who also play golf and make deals and be a deals guy.
Right.
It's a sad life for him. I'm sure he's not happy.
Yeah, I mean, if he hadn't caused so much goddamn damage, I would almost feel bad for him. You know what I mean?
Like, he's just being extremely dumb and only having one purpose, which is collect money. like postage stamp.
Maybe that's why the meme idea of emo Trump is so powerful, right? Because like he is the walking meme of like sometimes people who shine the brightest are actually hurting the most on the inside.
That's true.
He probably sees those over Barron's shoulder sometimes. Like Barron is looking at like dank memes that are all about depression, and he's like, "That's so true, though. It do be like that, Barron." So many fake friends out there.
He sees a few motivational posters and they just like blow his fucking mind because he's had the same hang in there cat in the office for like the last 30 years.
It's really hard to imagine, but like that's true. Barron absolutely has to have seen all of the shit about his dad online, right? Like he's a kid.
Yeah. Barron's behind like 25 VPNs browsing 4chan and Twitter daily, just like under 6 alt accounts. He's probably posting memes about his own dad. Like,
for sure.
He's probably like, if we didn't already know who Drill was, I'm just saying.
It could be Barron.
It could have been Barron.
How long has Drill been around? Like Barron just from age 5 has been running Drill.
We know it's a guy named Paul.
I mean, we know that his dad is like an incredibly powerful poster. There's no reason a 5-year-old Barron couldn't be like turning the 4th of July to the 4th of shit, said Tweet.
Very true.
So Trump this is his last day as being the president. And the cope has been very funny. I saw some tweets of people being like, actually, technically, there could be a military tribunal to investigate whether the vote was real, and then the military could do a coup and then reinstate Trump at the original inauguration day on March 16th. Just saying, it could happen. It's like, no, it can't happen.
Do these people know what a military tribunal is? Do they know how a coup happens? Do they understand that we have things like court martials and just like different jurisdictions for different judicial bodies to preside over? Like, do they not understand how anything works?
Certainly not. They don't know how anything works.
there's still a bunch of like Q people, because I guess something big was supposed to happen at noon today. Like there was going to be a wave of arrests of Democrats and stuff, and it didn't happen. Everybody's spiraling, and it's just like a lot of them are saying, what's the next thing we're supposed to wait for? The next thing we're supposed to wait? That is the most like fucking complacent. Like nobody is a more perfect American capitalist subject than the Q crowd. They are it. They are exactly what Walmart and Amazon want. Just people who are so wrapped up in a fantasy that has nothing to do with their own material needs, that it's all about like aggregating information, spending money, and just living wildly outside your means until you fucking die.
Yeah, that's what they want everyone to be doing, ideally. It's like, we, it, like, instead of having a matrix, just like everyone is plugged into like Q or X or Y or whatever, just like
Amazon
going
Prime.
To work, coming home, and then, yeah, like ordering shit on Amazon Prime with the letter that you have sworn allegiance to, and then posting for 9 hours with all of your other Q friends about what's going to happen.
Yeah, because it's a busy box. It doesn't, it's not a threat to power. That's why the fucking Capitol Hill thing was such a fucking joke. Like, oh, they got in the building. They like went through the files. Oh no, a bunch of like WoW nerds went through some congressional.
Yeah,
whoopsie
shit. Who cares?
The power is not in the building. I feel like a lot of liberals like genuinely felt like that. They were like, democracy has been breached.
Yeah,
and it's like, no.
Whoever
it's
gets
breached.
To stand at the podium and wave around the flag and hammer the gavel, they're in charge of the country.
It's not a magic podium. Yeah. It's just a room.
Politics is literally just a game of keep away. If you have the magic politics totem, you're in charge.
But
you
that
have
was
to keep it in a big ornamental building, and if they steal it, that's fair game. They're in charge now.
Yeah, Ali oxen free. I'm safe now. But that was honestly...
Red Rover, we called Joe Biden over, and then Joe Biden gets absolutely wrecked.
Breaks his arm.
Yeah, just running into people.
That was my favorite thing, though, about January 6th. Was that it was just like this complete crumbling of the facade, that it was just,
right.
Oh, there's nothing actually important happening here. It's just a bunch of old people shuffling into a room and then like saying what's going to happen to you and then doing it. But like, there's nothing magic about like, oh, the rules, the sacred pieces of paper have spoken, and that means Joe Biden is the president, and you know, Jack Ossoff is the governor of Georgia or whatever. Well, not governor, the senator.
John Ossoff, but it's okay.
Jack Ossoff.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do.
Jack Ossoff.
That is my promise. $2,000 checks, and I will jack you all off to completion.
John is going to jack us all off.
Yeah.
it's just like, it's not a thing that matters at all. Like the reason that power exists isn't because the fucking Capitol building houses the right people or whatever. And I think, you know, this wasn't their intention. It doesn't seem. And as a matter of fact, we've talked about this before, but I basically believe that, you know, it was kind of an inside job in the sense that, like, you know, they were told by some unknown Q person who's almost certainly the deep state, somebody working within the intelligence community, quote unquote. And then they were like, oh, okay, we'll go storm the Capitol. But I feel like the optics of that to liberals correctly worked as like strengthening the Democratic Party and being like, oh, we better lock down and all these terrorists. But I think to anybody who, but I think one of the unexpected side effects of it was that people are like, oh, this is all theater. It's all a facade and it doesn't matter.
One of the big concerns about the 6th was that there would be some kind of repeat at the inauguration event, right? Like,
right,
not what the Q people were freaking out about, but like maybe one or two crazy Q guys or some Proud Boys or something would storm the inauguration and shoot some people or do something. Nobody was really sure what they were afraid of, but it didn't fucking happen. And
at
it's
all.
Not because
Nothing
the Democrats
happened.
Are amazing at perimeter security or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's because that political will isn't there. You know, like they can get riled up at a Trump rally when their big wet boy is actively breathing particles all over them. But like when they're just left to their own devices, they sit in a fucking basement and post on like Parler and whatever their little Reddit clone is about how like, oh, the Q guy posted on 8chan and was like, well, I don't know what's supposed to happen next. And is the dream over? And it's like, yeah, go fucking cry harder, you big baby.
Yeah. But also no one told them to, like, you know.
Right.
There was no plan. There was no, there, as far as anybody knows, there wasn't any like 4chan people passing around the stop the steal. You know, they were just like, okay, well, we did what we were supposed to do. No one's telling us to do anything else. So it's Q's turn, and Q is Trump. Yeah.
Their whole connection to like political motivation was directly beamed through Trump, right? Like he was the political figure of magnetism and enjoyment for them. But it's not like everybody who was around him, who was enabling and really in a lot of cases masterminding most of the awful shit that he did, they're not suddenly gone. the vast majority of them know that they can get jobs in a Biden administration or in the private sector doing contracts for the Biden administration.
Right. Well, they're so, all this, I mean, like Pompeo is pardoned, like everybody's right. there. Like they were all at the inauguration.
Right.
Except even Pence. He was just chilling there. You know, yeah, we're all friends. We did the thing. Because the thing is that Trump was the plan. You know, mm-hmm. they had a plan and they did it. And now they don't need him anymore. And no one cares about going to his temper tantrum party. They're just going
to. It was all a 4-year long con just to make Biden seem electable by comparison. I'm
basically.
Poor Hillary Clinton. She was like, but I thought the plan was to rig the election for me. And they're like, no, no, Hillary, it's to wait and then rig it for Joe Biden after Donald Trump makes Joe Biden look like he's a socialist to most people. And then everything's set up.
How stupid do you have to be Hillary Clinton and try to run and have your time in the sun immediately after Barack Obama's second term?
Right.
Like, even by like the internal logic of liberal politics, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah. Why would we go back to you?
Yeah, we just elected like the most popular liberal president twice in a row. How about we have the Democrats cough up someone everybody already hates and has hated for a long time?
Yeah, no one likes you. No one likes your husband. We all think you're a freak and evil. Let's give it to you. Yeah, but I mean, that's sort of the plan. You kind of said that as a joke of like the whole plan was to make Joe Biden seem cool by comparison. And I mean, I guess it's a joke, but it's like also kind of exactly the plan. And like what they've always been doing is that, like, you know, there's like a little meme about it, even like the Republicans like just blatantly do shit that is evil. And then Democrats like stop people from moving left. Right. They just like hold.
That's exactly it.
And it's like, that's how it works. And the thing about it is that the thing that is becoming more and more apparent to, I think, even liberals, is that they know that. Like, they're sitting in the rooms doing the plans, and they don't, you know, they aren't always keeping up the facade or the performance. Like, when they're actually, you know, hanging out together, they're all on the same team. You know, right. They're hugging George W. Bush, and Mitch McConnell was there. Mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell was at Joe Biden's thing, like, hugging Michelle Obama and, like, saying like, oh, hey, like they don't.
He was talking some smack where he was like, oh, you know, both of these people are, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are both from the Senate and they were never even in the House. No offense to the House. It's like it's like they're at someone's like graduation party. Like they're just cracking dad jokes at each other and like ribbing each other. They're not enemies. They don't have any like huge divide.
They literally
between
don't
them.
Disagree on anything.
They don't care. No. It's just a fucking theater.
That's the crazy thing. Like my more traditionally Democrat family, they're always telling me like Mitch McConnell, he's the real bad guy.
Yeah,
if we could just get Mitch McConnell, it would all be over. And I'm like, he is a real bad guy, sure, absolutely, but he's on the same team as all the people that you're like telling me I'm supposed to be really enthusiastic about, like fucking Elizabeth Warren. Like, I'm never going to be hype about Elizabeth Warren.
Right.
Kamala she might not be Harris. As reprehensible as Mitch McConnell. Well, Kamala probably is as reprehensible as Mitch McConnell.
I mean, but like you're talking about their personal like affect. Like, I don't give a shit if they're
I'm talking about how much fucking damage they've done. Kamala Harris has done an incredible amount of damage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, yes. In terms of what they technically have been able to achieve themselves with like their name on it. Yeah. As far as I can tell, Elizabeth Warren hasn't done that much damage by herself, but like she has supported the whole system of doing evil shit and like allowing people like Mitch McConnell to put their name on stuff and be like, we're going to do this.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like the patheticness of the Democrats' opposition is literally a legitimizing force for the Republicans. And everyone in politics knows this.
Yeah.
Like that's how they operate.
That's the whole point. And that's the reason there can't be any other parties, because they all function as the same party. If they only had one party, it would feel like unfair, and you wouldn't have this sort of like split of media people who are sort of, you know, being able to. But even the media people all hang out with each other. Like fucking Tucker Carlson is like it's not like Jake Tapper is going to get in a fist fight with Tucker Carlson. They like go to the same goddamn parties. You know what I mean?
Right.
Who cares?
I don't even think Anderson Cooper would get in a fight with them. You
no,
know?
Absolutely
they,
not.
They view each other as colleagues. That's it.
Like, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, there has never been, I feel like sometimes like very, very badly stupid people. Like imagine that if Tucker Carlson and Anderson Cooper ran into each other at a party, like Anderson Cooper would be like, you know, I think you're doing dangerous things. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that he would actually confront him or have any sort of ideological problem with him as a person. And that's
Anderson
just,
Cooper would put the sorting hat on Tucker Carlson and banish him to Slytherin.
that's just dangerously untrue and stupid and bad to think. Like they don't care about that.
Right.
Fucking Anderson Cooper is like a Vanderbilt or something.
He's very rich. Yeah.
They're all the same people. They're
Tucker
all the
Carlson
same
is like the heir to the Tyson frozen food fortune, I think.
Yeah.
I don't remember if that's a joke or not, but he's heir to some frozen food fortune.
I think he's like married to the heir to that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly how it goes. Yeah.
John Kerry style. Marrying into ketchup money.
Anyway,
well,
I don't know.
Speaking of having a good amount of money, let's talk about some of the people that Trump pardoned on his way out. He didn't.
Oh, yes.
He didn't just fly away to the song My Way. He really stayed doing it his way to the end by pardoning Lil Wayne and commuting the sentence of Kodak Black.
So, okay, wait a minute. For those who don't know.
And we do have to say it's very sad, but Todd's attempt to get his five drunk driving arrests commuted. That
did
didn't
not,
happen.
Did not
go through.
Did not go over well.
Which is why he's not here. He is in prison.
I voted for Biden because Donald Trump didn't give my co-host his driver's license back.
That is why we all voted for Trump.
Yeah,
that's right.
Just because we thought he would, get his sentence commuted at the very least.
Right.
But unfortunately, he will have to serve his time. So, you know, that... You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes, I guess.
Yeah, but it's shocking to me that Trump didn't, pardon anyone who deserved it, like, you know, Edward
Julian
Snowden.
Julian Assange, perhaps.
Julian Assange. Or Bobby Shmurda.
Bobby Shmurda.
Yeah, come on, you can't fucking free him.
There was that one woman that they, who was like on death row that they killed, he didn't pardon her.
Really recently. I don't know. Isn't Suge Knight in prison? That would be like a big Trump move, I feel like.
Wasn't Leonard
Suge
Peltier
Knight.
Still in prison?
Yeah.
I guess obvious people he obviously wouldn't.
That's what I'm like. Suge Knight seems like Trump might pardon him.
That
just
seems like a Trump move.
He seems like a guy Trump would admire. I don't know. But I don't know. Maybe he hasn't gotten convicted yet. Suge Knight is like on trial for murder for like hitting someone with his car, I think. I don't know. Maybe Trump will pardon him later.
I think Mumia is still in prison. Yes. He absolutely should be.
He could have pardoned Asada Shakur and she could move back to the States.
Yep.
Although, if I were her, I would never do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. Yeah, I don't know why I would if you've already been out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he did pardon a couple rappers because he knows now that he's not the president anymore, he's got to get back in with the people who already liked him, which is rappers.
Right. He literally texted Kanye and he was like, Kanye, I have room for two rappers on this list. Who should I pardon?
And he was like, Lil Wayne and Kodak Black.
Yeah.
Kodak Black, wasn't he in prison for like rape or something?
I have no idea.
I should find out before I accuse the man of sexual assault.
Yeah, how dare you cancel someone for no reason. Lil Wayne was for like a gun charge, I think.
Which is, yeah.
Yeah, Lil Wayne shouldn't be in prison in the first place. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, Lil Wayne is not a danger to anyone.
He also seems like a nice guy. Like, yeah. I bet Lil Wayne would smoke you out at the party and maybe even drive you home if, like, you were incapable of doing it yourself.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Weezy seems like a cool guy who should absolutely... I mean, he did have, like, a MAGA hat and took a picture with Trump, but I'm sure that was just because he wanted his sentence commuted. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, Lil Wayne's out here playing fucking the 4D chess that everyone thinks Trump is playing.
Oh, like, yeah, for sure.
Trump's whole presidency is going to have turned out to be a puppet administration for Lil Wayne.
Yes, he was. Kodak Black was convicted of sexual assault.
So that's a big Trump move right there. He's like, nobody should be in jail for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a victimless crime.
And it's a victimless
crime. That's what Trump thinks, yeah.
But no one is hurt. Yeah, he commuted his sentence, and then he didn't pardon himself, even though he was asking everyone how if he could do that.
I feel like enough people were just like, I don't think you can do that, that he is just like, whatever.
Right.
Strange that he gave up on it. I'm surprised he didn't even try.
Yeah, you'd think he would at least do it on the way out. Just like, whatever, I'm going to do this and see if it sticks.
I don't know. That is confusing to me, too, because it seems like, I don't know. Is there somebody who could have maybe like really got inside Trump's head? Is there like a Trump whisperer somewhere who was like, I'm going to convince him not to pardon himself. This is going to be hilarious. Hold my beer. Like
maybe Rudy Giuliani, just like he like, but not in a hold my beer way, in some kind of really misguided way where he's like, this will work better for Trump. And then it will really not work better.
Oh yeah. Just incompetence. Like yeah. Trump got in on a really incompetent plan. That would be beautiful. That would be amazing. Just
Rudy Giuliani fell asleep on the day he was supposed to write up the like pardon statements, and then he didn't have a statement to release, so he couldn't pardon himself.
Shit. All right. Well, hopefully they don't come after me, and they won't. Yeah, they probably told him correctly, like, don't pardon yourself because it doesn't matter, and no one will ever try and prosecute you.
He might pay some fines or some shit, like, because I don't know. Aren't people going to try him in New York for like various stupid things? Like,
yeah,
he's paid a lot of fines and like settled lawsuits, but like he's not going to jail. Yeah, there's no way. Not
for
even
what?
For a day.
Like,
yeah,
I already talked about this on my other show, Work Stoppage, but the Screen Actors Guild is going to kick him out.
Okay,
so that's
I didn't even
cool.
know he was in SAG.
Yeah, he's been in SAG for over 30 years. He gets a like a 100 grand a year stipend from SAG. For or like royalties. I don't know exactly how it works, but he's in danger of losing that as well, which is pretty funny.
For his appearance in Home Alone.
Yeah. Which is like whenever he's in a movie, it's just because he's like, hey, if you want to film at the Trump Hotel, you could do it for free, but you gotta put me in your movie. And people are like, all right, fine.
Is that true?
I think so. Yeah. It's just like a scheme to be a movie star, basically. Is like let people use the hotel.
That's pretty cool.
All he ever does when he's in a movie is like walk through a room, say like one line, and like usually wink at the main character because he's like, I'm rich.
Yeah.
And then like, I have a gazillion dollars.
Where he's like eating pizza. I might be wrong about this, but I like remember him eating like a cheese pizza in like an 80s or an early 90s movie. That's like the only thing I've ever seen him do besides the one thing that he does.
Yeah, I don't know all the movies he's been in. But anyway, another person he pardoned was Steve Bannon.
Oh, of course.
Who was... Of course. Convicted of defrauding people to build a southern border wall.
Yeah, for the wall, because he had some kind of GoFundMe that I guess wasn't actually going to the wall. I don't really know what the fraud is. Like, how do we know Steve Bannon wasn't going to go build a wall himself?
Yeah.
I'd love to see that miserable fuck try to build anything. Just collapse after laying the second brick.
Yeah, I feel like Steve Bannon could barely build an ice cream sundae.
I'm really surprised he... He got pardoned because, you know, I thought they were on the outs.
His friends and our friends are not friends.
It's probably like a covering your own ass kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like when, I think George H.W. Bush like pardoned everyone involved with Iran-Contra. And it's like, by doing that, he kept himself from getting in trouble. So it's like, if Trump pardons anyone like Steve Bannon, then it's like, it's less likely that stuff comes back to him. It's one of the reasons like he's not going to get in trouble for anything is because it's like he can just pardon everyone else in his whole conspiracy thing. It's like if a mafia boss could pardon all of his underlings except for himself, you would never get him on anything.
Did he not pardon Manafort and Cohen?
Oh, I don't know.
Because they actually went to prison.
Yeah, they went to jail. I think it was because they betrayed him, because like Manafort, at least Cohen was turned as a witness against Trump.
Yeah, he was the stool pigeon.
Yeah, yeah, so... You know,
he was
no
like,
loyalty.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
No loyalty.
Yeah, I think a few weeks ago, he pardoned Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, and Charles Kushner.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So this isn't like the only pardon he's been doing. This is like the last blast of pardons. My man has been just like doing nothing but writing pardons. He's done more work writing pardons in the last month than he did for the entire rest of his presidency.
Oh, yeah.
It's so crazy that this is still allowed. Like, you shouldn't be able to just pardon anybody.
No, turkeys only.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can pardon a turkey, but, like, the idea of, like, one guy who's just like, you know what, the law doesn't apply to you, I have that power. That doesn't seem like a great system to me.
It's not so good.
I don't know. Like, if it didn't exist, would anybody invent it? Like, would anybody be like, you know what I'd like the president to be able to do? Say that the justice system doesn't matter and actually it's fine to do crimes in this specific interest if I like you.
I think they should give the president a literal get out of jail free card that he has to take to the prison and swipe to get the person out.
Yeah, yes.
And then that would be a good check on that system.
And also he has to dress up like Uncle Pennybags when he does it. Like, if he's not dressed like the Monopoly man, it's not valid.
Because think about it. If Trump had to jump through that many hoops to pardon people, how many people would have got pardons?
Zero.
Yeah. Nobody.
Not at all.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff on TV today. I think I'm just not going to do it.
Van Jones is crying because of something. I got to watch this. Yeah, so he pardoned a couple people. Someone named Tomato Buddy.
Tomato Buddy?
Excuse me. Tommaso Buddy. Mm. But it looks like Tomato Buddy.
Like Tomaco from that Simpsons episode? Yeah, yeah. Where they make the tomato.
Tomaco Buddy.
Yeah.
Who was charged with financial fraud after he opened a restaurant chain featuring supermodels called Fashion Caffeine. Was also given a full.
That is the most wow. Trump pardon possible, other than pardoning himself. Like a guy with a hot broads cafe who got arrested for financial crimes.
Yeah, that guy was probably like within the Epstein conspiracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trump, it turns, actually I'm getting news right now that he's also pardoned one last person, Buck Strickland from the seminal TV show King of the Hill.
That's a good pardon, I gotta say.
Yeah. Oh, and also Bender the Robot. I mean, like, who else? It's like, what could be more perfect than just like hot babe cafe financial crimes guy? That is blowing my mind.
All right, so that's the end of Trump. We've had a great 4 years. It's been awesome to have him be president.
Yeah,
you know,
really
we
great.
Just wanted to give him a little send off and say, you know, we're gonna miss you. Joe Biden is not my president. Mm-hmm.
Trump definitely did it his way.
We started this podcast under Trump's presidency, and you know, baby birds have to leave the nest sometime, but that doesn't mean it's not painful.
Of course. And, you know, we don't even know if we can fly on our own yet.
Mm-hmm. Plus, he'll be back in 2024, just running as a decrepit old sarcophagus of a man.
Yeah, he just will become, like, his skin will look like cigar paper.
Just animated McDonald's chicken nugget man.
But now the new regime is coming into power. And today was the inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And, you know, it was a big, big, sexy show. And it was really strange because it was so much more like an awards show than I remember any inauguration being. Like, first of all, Klobuchar was acting like Billy Crystal at the Academy Awards.
Yeah, she got coming like, back out and like
doing
working
costume
the crowd.
Changes and like telling like C-list jokes.
Oh yeah, well, like when we were watching it off, Mike Brin was joking that she should have come out and like dressed up like Soleimani or something, or just like
yeah, just like
it's been
costume.
A crazy year. I'm the coronavirus now.
Yeah, just wearing huge costumes of like all the stuff that happened in 2020.
Yeah, it would have been better than what it was.
I mean, it really is like a pageant. Isn't it like it's a pageant? They like trot out a minister, and then they trot out some like you know big shot politicians, and then like they bring out some celebrities to sing songs, and then Jennifer Lopez says some shit in Spanish really quickly between a couple of lines of the song, and it ends the ICE detention camps. Like it was a pretty interesting performance. I could only tune in for like 30-second chunks every 10 minutes.
You kept changing it.
Yeah, I had to go back to what I was doing because it was like unwatchable. It was like if a Tim and Eric sketch was several hours long.
That is what it's like. Yeah, it's like if Tim and Eric produced the Oscars as a joke. And the Oscars already are like barely watchable. It's just
no, not at all.
It's just terrible like orchestral background music playing while a bunch of really rich people kind of parade around awkwardly.
Yes.
And then they talk to each other awkwardly. And then someone goes on stage and tells dumb jokes.
And then they just like, yeah, they're like, and the winner is this person. They go up stage and they suck their dick and then they go off.
Yeah. This was like that, but with like 10% of the content. Like it kept just being like silence as people milled around.
And there wasn't even anything funny happening.
At least the Oscars have like decent music. Did you hear that like fucking pathetic band trying to play Hail to the Chief? Sounded like it was coming through a tin can. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like the production value on this inauguration just sucked. Maybe we're spoiled because Trump just got inaugurated last cycle. But like there was no showmanship. You know what I mean? It was stale.
Where was the fucking even... Why is it always outside? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's fucking strange. It's January. They know it's going to be cold.
They know it's going to be January. Why isn't it in inside? Oh, because
if they have it during the warm season, they can't have Joe Biden go and do a polar jump into a frozen lake immediately after he gets inaugurated.
Which did happen.
As is tradition.
He is now dead, and Kamala Harris is president.
Joe Biden has died.
I mean, that's my question is, like, how long until Joe dies now, right? Like, because if he died during all of the, like, Trump scandal, Trump trying to call the election as being unfair, all this bullshit, like, there would have been a serious political problem. There would have been a real bourgeois rift in the American system. But Joe is the president. Now, he is the president. He could die any time and Kamala could take the reins. So, like, what are we thinking? Like a week? 10 days, maybe?
A couple months? I'm guessing by the spring, he's dead.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah, I can't see how long he can last. He looks okay, but, I mean, not great. He does not look like he's got, you know, years of life left in him.
Also, they just had a fucking super spreader event. Like, this was crazy. Like, Garth Brooks hugged him and Kamala Harris with no mask on.
And kissed them.
Kissed them with his mouth.
Yeah, because it's like the rules
Garth
are always...
Brooks is actually a patient zero for the coronavirus. A lot of people don't know this.
Yeah, he created it, actually, in his hotel room.
Yeah. Even people who are wearing a mask, it's like the rule is supposed to be wear a mask and be 6 feet apart to, like, minimize it.
Well,
nobody was 6 feet apart. And also people kept, like, they would take off their mask when they got up to the microphone and then they'd walk away. Someone new would walk up and take off their mask immediately. So there's just particles floating in the air right around the microphone.
The real smart move is you walk up and you wrap your mask around the microphone so you can eat it real fucking good while you talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's just very strange because, you know, everyone made fun of the Trump people because that's how, you know, he got coronavirus. Everyone made fun of him for having that dumb party and nobody wearing masks. And then they do that on the fucking inauguration and they're just like, is this supposed to be like a fuck you to the people? I'm just like, it doesn't matter for us, actually. We all had the vaccine.
Yeah, Joe's already had the coronavirus three times. He keeps getting it.
That, remember when he was like in his basement for a while?
Oh, yeah.
Remember? And like, no one had seen him and for weeks.
Yeah, people kept being like, this is a green screen. Like, I don't believe that's really what the room he's in looks
like.
That's the other thing, too. Like, everybody was throwing... valeting cars, I hear a lot of like talk radio for like 1.5 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a lot of people have been talking about like, oh, they wanted to come after Joe trying to say he was reading off a green screen. That's ridiculous. Like, he didn't have a teleprompter. He wasn't standing in front of a green. It's like, yes, he fucking was. You don't have to go to bat for every little lie your candidate tells. Like, just to have something to fucking talk about. Like, fucking tell a joke. Oh my God. Smoke some weed. Loosen up.
Calm down. yeah, but so they had a bunch of stupid people like Garth Brooks and Lady Gaga do songs. And then they had this poet laureate who was like a child who
I think
doesn't...
she's like 22 or something.
She was 22?
That's what it said on the article I read, yeah.
What the fuck?
When you thought she was like 15?
I thought she was like a child, yeah. Like an 8-year-old or something.
8-year-old? She didn't look 8.
She looked really small.
She was small, but I mean, have you met an 8-year-old? 8-year-olds are like really tiny.
I don't know, like a 15-year-old then.
Sure.
I should have known she was only 8 years old when her poem was trying to put a square peg in a round hole.
What did she say?
I did not watch it. I'm just cracking jokes. I didn't know about any fucking poets. Yeah. I don't watch I'm not going to sit around and look at a poet on the internet, least of all during the inauguration.
Right. I think that's a reasonable stance to have.
That's a good stance. It was a weird, like, I couldn't quite tell when the poem began, like, because she was saying stuff and it kind of sounded like just a weird speech. And I was like asking Bryn, like, when did she do the poem? And she was like, I think it's more of a speech / poem.
I think it's a poem speech.
Yeah, it was pretty trash.
Now, listen here, Jack, all the cool cats on the block know Joe Biden is the guy. And then everybody snaps.
Yeah,
it was kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But she also... energy. She also said that she, in an interview that Chris found.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me pull up that tweet. I just screenshotted it because it was funny because she was like, the poet listened to music that helped put her in a quote, historic and epic mindset, including soundtracks from The Crown, Lincoln, Darkest Hour, and Hamilton.
No Halo? Fucking poser. Yeah. Halo soundtrack.
Can you fucking imagine, like, looking up the music from The Crown and you're like, this is how I write a poem about American history? What are you fucking doing? Why The Crown? That's so stupid.
I
wanted to write
monarchs.
A really epic poem about punching Joe Biden squarely in the dick, so I listened to nothing but Aphex Twin and Square Pusher on the bus ride over here.
Yeah, all Venetian snares all the time. Yeah. But yeah, it was really vapid, really awful. Reading lines that echoed the theme of the inauguration, America United, she spoke of the possibility of unity and reconciliation. And
wait,
yet,
why do inaugurations have a theme?
I don't
know.
They're not
high school proms.
They are, though. They're high school proms for everyone who is too much of a loser to get a date to the prom when they were in high school.
At my inauguration, it's going to be underwater. the theme is under the sea.
Yeah.
And everyone will be lobsters.
Yeah, this year's inauguration theme is it's the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. What kind of stupid bullshit is this? Also, how are you supposed to... What was the actual theme for this inauguration?
America United.
That's not a theme! America United bunting. There's no like holiday or signifiers for that. There's no children's books you can trot out and be like, look at this beloved character.
Yeah, what are the...
fucking exist.
What are the famous America United songs?
It's literally just Manchester United, but you sing it a little differently.
It's the International with lyrics about slavery. and some of the lines she said was, and yet the dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it. Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. So, you know, it's... It's some awful bullshit about...
Poets, I am literally begging you, just say something, anything. I don't care how wildly I disagree with it. Just have a coherent message anywhere. Well, it could be one line in your poem. Instead of just like, it's just gesturing towards nothing. It's like just, it's the most baroque, like, empty sentimentalism that's humanly possible, and people like figure out how to distill that and they get hailed as geniuses.
It's really,
I can't handle it.
It's not really, even like there's any like aesthetic value to the like there's any kind of like,
it's not good writing.
Yeah, it's not like the writing or like the choice of words is beautiful just on its face. So it's like, if it's not saying anything either,
yeah,
it's just complete trash.
Yeah, the state
should have just
poetry.
Walked up there and been like, I have a poem that I'd like to read during this inauguration. Everything happens so much. Thank you all for your time.
Yeah. I wish she had just read like anyone's poem. Like,
I wish she had just played a recording of that like Jordan Peterson AI thing, reading the rap song about getting head, whatever.
Lay
on the bed. Bitch, give me head. Don't have to ask. Don't have to beg. That would have said something.
That would have been actually something and not the nothing that she said. And then Nancy Pelosi was there. I don't know. And then Joe Biden gave a speech that was also worse than nothing.
It was basically like the same message as the poem. It was just like, things are bad, but we should unite now because it's a new party. And I'm sorry if you lost, but truth matters. And like... basically the same shit as his campaign, just like,
yeah, it was just
America's great again or something, because
we've done
we're bringing a dog back to the White House. That's literally all he had to say. It's unequivocally like unambiguously good. Even if you hate bourgeois politics, you have to admit every building is better with a dog in it.
You gotta have a dog in it.
Unless it's like actively collapsing or something.
Then the dog is in danger and you should not keep
bad.
The dog there.
Yeah. Rare situation, though. Certainly the exception to prove the rule. But
so now what do we think is going to happen? My opinion is literally nothing.
War with Iran, probably, is what I would say is going to happen.
War with Iran, I think, is likely. Saber rattling. Although there was something that was published today that I wanted to mention. Politico released an article called "Really Quite Shocking: Inside the Ugly Transition at the Pentagon."
Oh yeah, I saw your tweet about this.
And it said, Tensions between the Pentagon and the Biden agency landing team emerged almost the moment the General Services Administration authorized the transition to begin in late November after an initial delay following the election. While the military side of the house, the joint staff, and the geographic combatant commanders were more cooperative, the civilian side set up roadblocks at every turn. They really should not be allowed to get away with this. It's just completely irresponsible and indefensible, said one transition official. To play politics with the country's national security is just really unacceptable. So apparently whenever the media says the Pentagon, just read CIA. Because if they meant the FBI, they would say the FBI. But when they say the Pentagon, they mean the CIA. So the CIA were basically blocking members of the Biden administration from having access to like information about what was going on in like quote unquote national security. They list the troop drawdown in Afghanistan, quote unquote upcoming special operations missions in Africa.
Oh, boy. We're not going to be secure in our nation if there's not some kind of completely untraceable, undeclared thing happening in Africa.
Right. No one knows why we're in Africa. No, there's no real, like, they're not trying to tell anybody. And they won't even tell the fucking Biden transition team. And I think this should be, I guess this is sort of being framed as like, well, they're being mean to Joe Biden.
Orange man bad.
But I kind of have a feeling that like they don't give this to people. You know what I mean? Like they don't give this kind of information to presidents. Like they probably didn't give it to Trump either, but no one gave a shit because they're like, whatever, why would I need to know that?
Trump didn't know what he doesn't know, right? Like Joe Biden knows all the things he's supposed to be told. And the Pentagon is probably pretty mad that there's somebody who actually has a decent amount of experience who's like asking for all this stuff. I'm not saying that's necessarily good or bad. I just think it's funny that the bourgeois experience these like administrative hiccups because they can't even play nice with each other. Like,
right. They just like forgot that the CIA is in control of everything. And, you know, we're like, oh, I thought you were going to like give us all this information. And the CIA is just like, no, that's not how it works. I don't think Biden is actually, he doesn't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, he's not like, oh, I've got to see all of this stuff that we're doing in Africa. He's just going to, you know, maintain the structure, right? The point of the president is to be a mascot, to sort of like maintain order while everything else goes on behind the scenes. So I don't think he really cares, but it is interesting that his team seems to think that they deserve to know what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, and they probably, like, by rights or whatever, you know, incredibly stupid legal bullshit there is, they probably do have a right to know what's going on. But also, like, operating at this high of a level, like, who's going to check the Pentagon? Who's going to check the power of the incoming transition team? Like, all of these people are just, like, scrambling to get a foothold on whatever the next, like, flavor of American liberal capitalism is going to be like, and like establish themselves as like a necessary link in the chain of power so that they can get promotions or career opportunities or whatever.
Right.
It's kind of a mad dash. It's like there's a gold rush happening
it's
right
an
now
ace.
In Washington. It's an ace. I hope I win.
I hope America wins.
Every staffer is saying that right now.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah, I find it all very odd. But my guess is that Biden is not going to do anything.
Probably drop some bombs in like a few months. Like bomb, everyone has to bomb Afghanistan and Iraq and stuff.
I don't know. I'm of two minds on this because I just don't know if I really think at this point. Like I think that John F. Kennedy had a chance to say, no, we're not going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like it's, I don't know if there's really much the president can be like a lot of people blame Obama for not doing anything, but like on then he could have done a lot of stuff, obviously, that he didn't do. But in terms of like withdrawing every, like all war power from like Iraq, I don't know if he had that chance. Like, I don't know if that was up to him.
No, they would have killed him.
Exactly.
Yeah. And like, not that he had that inclination, but if he had tried it, they would have killed him.
He did.
And Joe Biden, for whatever level of did not have that inclination Obama was at, Joe Biden is double that. Like, right. Joe Biden doesn't care about anything except where his next tomato and mayonnaise sandwich is coming from.
Oh.
They're good. Just because old men like them doesn't mean they're bad. You need a lot of salt and pepper.
No, I'm just saying, like, Joe Biden's probably is like slimy and he uses Wonder Bread.
I'm just
and,
trying like, to think tomatoes. About it because yeah. like I
he
have
probably uses Miracle
turkeys.
Whip.
Yeah.
I have regular sandwiches with tomatoes and mayonnaise on that and salt and pepper, and but then they usually also have other things. So it's just weird to imagine it just being that.
You can really taste the tomato. You got to buy nice tomatoes.
Sure.
You got to care about your sandwich to make it good. I think you're right, Chris. Like, Joe Biden is just slapping some like Walmart tomatoes on some Wonder Bread and just like fucking hoovering it down like he's done for the last 45 years.
Yeah. I feel like if you look at like the food that they eat in like the like Senate and House like canteen or whatever, like the cafeteria, like it does not look that good. It looks fine, but it's like even the ruling class in America, it's just like, whatever, I'll have my fucking meatloaf and Jello salad then get back to work ruining everyone's lives.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, most of them are, like, fucking shitty, like, socially stunted, like, middle-aged white people. I can't imagine the food would be good. Otherwise, they would complain.
That's true.
This is very weird. I don't know about this.
What did you call this? Arancini? No, that's too ethnic for me.
I don't like that.
It's too ethnic.
What is this? Masala? Shag masala?
What is it? Because of that fucking squad in here? Ah, man. What happened to good old American food? I want my hamburgers back. The squad stole all the hamburgers.
But people are already sort of thinking about, okay, well, the Democrats now have the House and the Senate and the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in the middle of a fucking pandemic. There are ICE concentration camps at the border. We have no idea how many people are being murdered there.
We don't know how many wars we're in. Nobody agrees on that.
Right. We don't know if, you know, Syria will continue, Libya, what's going to happen with Iran.
CIA involvement in Latin America is ramping up. America is having a very tumultuous time right now. So a lot of commodities that they export are being threatened.
Lithium. And so there's a lot of questions from liberals of like, what do you guys, okay, so we win, let's all breathe. And everyone's saying, let us just enjoy today. Let's have a nice, like, oh, orange man, bad day. You're not allowed to say anything bad today or they'll be mad at you. But then the sort of like less credulous liberals are sort of like, well, okay, so what are we going to do? And the answer is fucking nothing. Like, none of you are going to do anything. And I'm
brunch.
I really can't even think of one single policy that they're going to do. That
I mean, just right
that,
off the bat,
that you could even give credit for there's like slightly, you know, begrudgingly communists be saying like, okay, that was nice that they did that. That's fine.
I mean, there's no way that they're going to like try to do away with the filibuster. So it's like having 50 seats in the Senate. It's like, you could, unless you have 60 people to override a filibuster, they can just filibuster everything. So get ready for at least 2 years of that, maybe four. Like, just, you know, anything that it doesn't like also fit the goals that conservatives have. Maybe
yeah, but
let
I mean,
some
even
stuff
talking
pass.
About like fucking executive orders, like the precedents for like what executive orders can do have been insane by Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they, you know, they're not protected by whatever. I mean, I'm not a wonk. This stuff is always really hard for me to understand because it's fake. It's not really real. And they could do whatever they wanted to do.
Right.
That's
well, Trump proved that because like whatever craziness Obama was doing with executive orders, Trump just took that as the go ahead to just like order lunch with them.
Yeah.
Right. And I think what's important to remember through the next 4 years, if we're not, you know, nuked by China or something by then,
inshallah,
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would not blame anybody at this point. Like, if when we deserve another 9/11 at this point.
Yeah, but this time the plane that hits the White House needs to...
It needs to hit the... It needs
I don't
to
know
hit
if I'm going to need to bleep that out or not, but I mean it.
I absolutely mean it. The fucking quote-unquote plane that was... That quote-unquote hit the Pentagon needs to... but I don't. I think what's important to remember for the next, you know, however long Biden is president and however long America is a real country, is that they can do whatever they want now. Like, this should be, if this was your first like real election, because there's, I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to this that are, you know, 18, 20 or whatever. If this was your first election and you voted for Biden, like, pay very, very close attention to what happens now, because what happens now will be exactly what Trump did, which is basically nothing except ratcheting to the right. Like, there might be some big conversations about, let's spin the big wheel of, like, you know, queer and brown people representation, of like putting D-Ray in a committee to like solve police violence or something, that doesn't actually have any power except for him to get a couple book deals or whatever. But like, what really is going to happen is fucking nothing. And I don't know how they're going to do that this time, because the contradictions are so, so high, higher than they've ever been in my lifetime. Like, we have record unemployment, we have record poverty, homelessness, like, there's a literal deadly pandemic going around, and they're every single state is botching the vaccines thing.
I feel like Joe Biden's big plan is like, tell people to wear masks, unlike Trump, but don't do anything else. Like, that's his big big ace,
like,
in the hole.
The fucking TV show mascot is going to say nice things about it and not pretend it doesn't exist. Which is
can prevent the spread of COVID.
Yeah. Only you and
ask
not me.
Ask not how the government can prevent the spread of COVID, but only what you can do for the government. Forget about COVID in general.
Yeah, just go about your life and be a little careful.
Yeah.
But it's like the same thing with climate change too. It's like, now we have a right-wing government that will be like, climate change sure is bad, while doing nothing about it, instead of one that doesn't acknowledge it at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, really pay attention here. And what my biggest like hope here is that after 2 years of this, when the midterm elections come around and nothing has happened and we haven't been given even like emergency UBI or whatever, like, see, because the thing is, like, technocratic neoliberal solutions would be like, we made an app that, you know, for as long as until you get a vaccine, you get, UBI, you know what I mean? Like, even that, like, would be bullshit.
Right.
But they're not even doing that. You know what I mean? There's no plan whatsoever to do anything to help anyone. And I don't think they are. So my biggest hope is that this is really the last Democratic president. Is that this is the last time anyone looks at a Democrat and says, this person is different than the Republicans. And this is going to be something that helps anybody's life.
Well, cheers. I'll drink to that, bud.
That'd be great.
Here's hoping.
Yeah. I think that this is going to really sort of, like, the parties are hanging on by threads at this point. One of them is going to tear open and something is going to have to fill its place. Mm-hmm. And I'm still saying that what I believe should be happening, that if you're in the fucking DSA, you need to be saber rattling for turning the whole thing into a party. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're in the rank and file, absolutely be moving towards working with labor, and creating an actual party that doesn't just simply run candidates, but, you know, actually builds power on the ground, of, you know, builds labor power, builds dual power. And then also, sure, run in the bourgeois elections if you find that to be helpful. But everyone needs to understand that this isn't politics. This is all a show.
Mm-hmm. Trump said he wants to start a Patriot Party or something. He like wants to start a new political party.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So unfortunately, that name's taken. We can't call ourselves the Patriot Party.
That was what I was thinking. I was thinking Patriot Party.
Yeah, yeah. It's got a nice ring to it.
It's got a real great ring to it.
Yeah, it makes you think of Mel Gibson.
Well, then we can be the pee-pee.
Yeah,
the big pee-pee.
Yeah, I'm a big pee-pee fan.
Yeah, the pee-pee has been defeated. Right. Trump's pee-pee simply can't get off the ground. There's no girth at all to the pee-pee.
The pee-pee is having trouble reaching the mainstream.
Support for Trump's pee-pee party seems to be waning.
Nobody wants to go near Trump's pee-pee.
All right. This has been...
Trump's pee-pee hemorrhaging donors by the day.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This has been BP Bledis. It's a weird day in America for us. But we appreciate you sticking with us. And it's going to be a weirder year, I think. Nobody really knows what's going to happen, but I think if we all try together, we can still make something nice happen eventually. So even if that is destroying America and making it really hard for a little while. But thanks so much for listening. You can follow us at WeedPod on Twitter. Follow all of us individually. Listen to my other show, Generation Loss, with Jeremy Hammond from Ballin' Out Super. It's about movies. Listen to John's other show, Work Stoppage, which is about labor organizing. And what are the other things? I just blanked. Oh, go to our Patreon. Patreon.com/BP Bledis. We have spent the last month doing a very special bonus session where we all did individual like essays, like almost like YouTube video essays, but as podcasts. And those were, people seem to like them. So if you want to hear those, go to our Patreon. Otherwise, you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, hang out with us in Mids Posting on Facebook, and we will see you in the Discord.
Goodbye.
Keep beeping.
Bye.
Some dip and be united, but you know that we're so divided.